You are listening to 89.1 Grace Christian Radio. This is our Sunday, February 20th service. Please enjoy the worship music and the message from Pastor Ripley on God is sustaining us.
We welcome you this morning, and those that are listening by radio, that you would be blessed today as we have gathered together to magnify the name of the Lord. And that is what we're here to do, to lift up the name of the Lord. How many are glad to be in church today? How many are glad to be in church today? Praise God. It's good to be in the Lord's house. And it's His house when His people come together in His name. Praise God. We're so glad to see some people here this morning that we have not seen for a little bit. Pastor Raff, it's so good to see you today. And he's made tremendous progress. And Peter, let's give God praise. So glad to see them this morning. And we give God all the praise and the glory and the honor. Praise the Lord. And Russ and Linda are here. And we praise the Lord for that. I hope I didn't miss anybody. I know some of you were recovering at home. The ones I've mentioned were in hospital and came through. And we're still praying for Lee. He has been making slight progress. And we thank the Lord for that. And also Mel Knudsen. And we're praying for him today. And from what I hear, he also is making some progress. So let's give God praise. Amen. Amen. Eric, why don't you come and open up our service this morning in prayer. God bless you as you come.
Good morning. What a beautiful day to be in the house of the Lord. We just need to give Him the honor and the glory and the praise. Because without Him, we are nothing. He gives us our very breath, the same breath that He gave Adam when He first formed us. Lord, we are just so grateful for that. I want to share a scripture this morning that was sent to me, or sent to a lot of us, by Diana, who's been such a communicator and prayer warrior and just coordinating all of that. And we're just thankful for her commitment. And I just thought it would be appropriate to share with the rest of you, because I'm sure not all of you would have gotten this. But, and it's Philippians, from Philippians 4 through 9 and verse 13. And it's Paul writing to the Philippians, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near, and do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and by petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice. And the God of peace will be with you." And verse 13, "I can do everything through Him who gives me strength." Amen. So, you know, a little bit of our experience, you know, let go and let God. It's not always easy to do that. But that's become it's become easier all the time, you know. And when you let go and let God, you know, He gives us that peace that passes all understanding. And that fear, He dispels that fear that we've been so indoctrinated with lately, you know. And what a wonderful feeling that is. So that's been a big part of my life lately and experience for both of us, Clara and I. So, Lord, we just want to go to prayer now, if you bow your heads with me. And Lord, we want to praise and thank you, and we want to give you all the glory and all the honor. Lord, you are worthy, and we are so thankful for what you are working in our lives, working in this church, a church that is preaching your word. And sometimes we may not want to hear what you have to say to us. But Lord, we need to hear your whole word, not just the parts that we like. So I'm so thankful that I'm part of this church and that your word is being preached in its entirety, Lord. So thankful for that. We're thankful for all those that have come through this pandemic, I guess, or plandemic, whatever it is called. But it's real, Lord. I've been there. Many of us have been there, and we've come through it. And we give you the honor and the glory for bringing us through that, Lord. And we continue to pray, Lord. We continue to pray for Lee and Mel. And Lord, we've been praying for a miracle in their lives, and that you would restore their bodies and bring them back to whole health. And we're so thankful that you have, one day at a time, you've given them little miracles, and they're still here. And we continue to pray in faith, and we know that when a prayer is offered in faith, Lord, and when we are gathered in your name, that you are there also. So we thank you for your presence here this morning, and we thank you for your answers to prayer. Now, as we pray now, Lord, that you would anoint Pastor Dave with your Holy Spirit as he shares your word this morning, and that it would be honoring and glorifying to you. We ask this all in the name of our precious Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Eric, for those words. And it's good to see so many faces that we haven't seen for a long time. It's we're thankful that everyone's on the road to recovery, I guess. So would you stand and let's just give thanks to the Lord and just worship him and praise his name this morning. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord.
Thank you. Above every other name, only one who could ever say, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you.
Been redeemed, the new
may be seated.
Praise the Lord. Wow. What a sense of His divine presence this morning as we are in this house. Praise God. Well, we have a few announcements we like to share with you. Anne Marie has an announcement this morning.
Good morning. I'm so grateful to be one of the overcomers today and in being in church. Amen. And may I just say that what Satan intended for evil, God has made for good. Because this is what Built Back Better actually is in God's eyes. And corporately, our strength has been renewed. Together, we will fight the good fight to testify that Jesus is Lord and He reigns forever. Amen? Yeah. Before all this happened in January, I was given the wonderful privilege to assist Gina with some administration duties in the office. And the project that we attempted before all of this happened was to get the 2022 update for the church directory. And so a number of you a couple of years might have filled out this green card. I've got you. If there is no changes to your information, that's fine. You don't need to do anything. And then there's a number of you who might have filled out this paper last year. If there are no changes, you don't need to do anything. If there are any changes, please fill out one of those sheets that Gina handed out at this morning. And a couple of new things that have been added to that is that we are intending to publish that copy of the church directory in the future. But right now, this is just to update the one that the church has. So the two boxes on the new form or the latest version is that we would like you to tick the box if you do not want your information published, okay? And the other thing is if you would like to receive the church's email on the prayer chain. Diana and Teresa were so good to inform all of us of everything that was going on and people that needed prayer. So if, in fact, you would like to receive that, please fill that out. If you have done either one, just put your name on there and tick either of these boxes. Otherwise, you can email the office or give us a call to let us know of your preference. Okay, I hope that made that clear. Thank you.
We love you, Anne-Marie.
Amen. Praise God. There's a tithes and offering box available for donations as you enter the sanctuary, and for those that would like to use the e-transfer, that's now available, and there's information there for that. Tuesday, 7 p.m., this and that, and rebroadcast Thursdays at 7 p.m. I'm trying to get the individual, his name is John, to come on, and John is heading up the protests that we see every Saturday beginning at noon. So I'm hoping that he'll be able to come on the broadcast and share with us in the coming weeks. Also, just a reminder, Thursday, we're starting up again. Thursday, 9 a.m. is our morning prayer and coffee. And Wednesdays will begin on March the 2nd, our Wednesday Bible study. So please keep that in mind. And then, of course, Saturday, 8 a.m. is our men's prayer meeting at Gary's shop. 10:30 is our pastor's council meeting. And I just want to do a shout out to Warren and Kaylin. I know they're listening this morning. And Warren is making tremendous progress. And God is healing his body. Can somebody give God praise this morning? Debbie has an announcement this morning. God bless her as she comes.
Thank you, Pastor. Well, this is an invitation for ladies. We would like you to book your flight to Persia on March 12th of this year to a Royal Palace bridal shower tea for Sonia. Isn't it time that we had a party? We're ready for one. Oh, it's been a long time. Now, ticket sales are open today. The cost is going to be $15. But the good news is no passport is required. Isn't that great? So we're going to have a really nice time. And our on-flight movie features One Night with the King. Enjoy special music and a tea luncheon. So stop at the sound booth at the end of this service and sign up, and Anna Marie will start getting the tickets ready for us next week. So we hope to see you at the sound booth after the service.
Amen. How many are excited today? Praise God. Do we have a song? You can stand this morning, and maybe you can turn around and greet someone. Now, I want you to be sensitive to those who may not be in that situation where they want to be greeted for whatever reason. Just be sensitive to that. But I think we should take a moment just to greet those around us and just show God praise today for all that he's been doing in our hearts and lives. Glory to God. Do we have a song?
Sure.
I just feel like something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he'd open all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day. When God's people humble themselves to call on Jesus, and they look to heaven expecting as they pray. I just feel like something good is about to just to praise him, for I know he's working all things for my good. Every tear I shed is worth all the investment, for I know he'll see me through, he said he would. He has promised I nor ear can hardly fathom all the things he has in store for those who pray. I just feel like something good is about to happen. And brother, this could be that very day. Yes, I've noticed all the bad news in the paper, and it seems like things are bleaker every day. But for this child of God, it makes no difference, because it's bound to get better either way. I've never been more thrilled about tomorrow. Sunshine's always bursting through the skies of gray. I just feel like something good is about to happen. And brother, this could be that very day. Yes, I just feel like something good is about to happen. just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he'd open all of heaven. To call on Jesus, and they look to heaven expecting as they pray. I just feel like something good is about to happen, and brother, this could be the very day. And sister, this could be the very day.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, musician. You did good. It was wonderful today. Praise the Lord. Now, next week, I want to have a few testimonies. And I'm thinking of two people this morning. I'm going to just ask them from the pulpit if Peter and Pastor Raff would like to give a testimony next Sunday. Are you open to that? They were in hospital for a while, and I even seen a picture of Peter and Colleen as they were leaving the Crescent Valley Hospital. And I know that it was an ordeal, but God brought them through. Amen. I know Art is home, still recuperating and making good progress. And, boy, I don't know. Marlene back there has quite a testimony, too, so we might just add her as well next Sunday. She has an amazing testimony of what God brought her through. Just wave your hand, Marlene. So we're going to take some time next week for these individuals to share a short testimony. It can't be an hour, but we're going to give them an opportunity just to give God praise for how he brought them through. From the hospital, Marlene was on a ventilator, right? And how God brought her through in Alberta, and how she's here today praising the Lord. What a testimony. So that's next Sunday. You're not going to want to miss these individuals sharing, and we're going to give them time to do that. I think it's important to give God praise when he does something for us in an amazing way. Well, if you have your Bibles this morning, I want to share a message, an encouraging message, and I want to entitle it this morning, God is sustaining us. Amen. God is sustaining us. Psalms 55, verse 22. Father, I just thank you for your precious word this morning. I praise it goes forth, Lord, that it would touch every heart and every life in this house this morning, and those that are listening by radio, Lord, that you would do a fresh work in their lives, that every bit of fear and doubt would dispel from them even this morning in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 55, verse 22. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. You know, we can carry a lot of things this morning, and try to work them out ourselves. We can try to come up with a solution to our situation and problem. We can look to everything and everyone to try to relieve the pressure that lies upon us. But the Bible says to cast your burden upon the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and he shall sustain you. Don't carry your burdens. Let God carry them for you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. Now, what does that word sustaining mean? And I looked up a definition of what it means to be sustained, to give support. I want you to think about your situation. I want you to think about your circumstance this morning. As I define this word sustaining, it means to give support or relief to supply with sustenance, to nourish, to keep up or prolong, to keep you moving on. Hallelujah. To support the weight of, to carry or withstand when you have a weight or pressure bearing down upon you, to buoy up, sustained by hope. Thank you, Lord. This is what God even now is doing for us, each and every one of us this morning. Hallelujah. He's supporting us. He's relieving us. He's supplying us. He's nourishing us. He's keeping us prolonging. He's supporting the weight of. He's caring or withstanding on our behalf. He's buoying us up, sustained by hope. Psalm chapter 3, verses 5 to 8. A psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. Can you imagine fleeing from your own son who wants to kill you and take the kingdom from you? But look what David says. I, in the midst of it all, oh, hallelujah. I mean, a lot of things can be happening in your life, and you can still get a good night rest. Hallelujah. Things can be whirling around you. Every demon in hell can be against you, and yet you can lay your head on your pillow and sleep in peace. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and the psalmist declares, as he was being chased. And you know, Absalom wasn't just chasing him and saying, Dad, can you come home? He was chasing him because he wanted to kill him and take the kingdom. The Bible says, I laid down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. He had a sense of peace that God would take care of him. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Think about it this morning. All the worries, all the anxieties, all the problems piling up,
and yet you can lay your head on the pillow at night just like David did and awake, for the Lord is sustaining you. He is nourishing you. He's building you up. He's pouring into you of his precious Holy Spirit. Look at verse 6. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me all around. Now, in case you didn't realize this morning, I've got a news flash. And it's not from CNN. And it's not from CBC. It's from the Holy Spirit. We are now in the minority. Are you hearing me? The way you and I think this morning is not like most Canadians think. Are you hearing me? And the squeeze is on to squeeze us and to squeeze us and to squeeze us. Every liberty and every freedom and every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. You know, someone, I don't know how you feel about the protests that are happening in Ottawa, but someone sent me a little TikTok video this morning. And I saw a line of police officers. And I saw at least 100 people on their knees praying. Are you hearing me this morning? You know, I just want to say a little something about all this. Because most protests that take place, things are burned. Yeah. Businesses' windows are broken. Are you hearing me? And yet through all of this, we've seen none of that. In fact, someone was telling me who lives near Ottawa that there was a mini revival taking place. People were getting saved and baptized in water. You know, the media acts like they've never seen civil disobedience before. But some of the major changes that have taken place in North America began with civil disobedience. Are you hearing me this morning? And if you go back to the book of Acts, they said we're going to obey God rather than man. Are you hearing me this morning? So we're in the minority. So I was listening to a CBC reporter, just occasionally I listen. And he was saying, those people, those protesters, they don't listen to us. They're listening to Fox News and somebody else.
That's true.
It's true. But David said, even if I'm in the minority, even if all hell is against me, I'm going to lay down and sleep. For the Lord is sustaining me. Are you hearing me? I want you to get that in your spirit, because we don't know what's coming in the months ahead. We don't know what's going to happen in the weeks ahead. But no matter what takes place, and no matter how Satan would come up against the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, we can lay down and sleep. Because there's a peace that passes all understanding, Eric, that you shared this morning, that comes to us as believers in the midst of it all. Hallelujah. He's going to sustain us through it. He's going to build us up through it. He's going to nourish us through it. He's going to buoy and lift us up through it. Hallelujah. Nehemiah chapter 9. Here Nehemiah is sharing Israel's story. And I'm talking about sustenance. I'm talking about God sustaining us through it all. Verse 19, speaking of Israel. Yet in your manifold mercies, you did not forsake them in the wilderness. Even in the wilderness. Yeah, they were there because of disobedience. But even in the wilderness, God did not forsake his people. The pillar of cloud did not depart from them by day. You know what that represents? It represents divine direction. The Holy Spirit leading and guiding and directing his people through the midst of every trial and every testing, hallelujah, and every tribulation, glory to God. To lead them on the road, nor the pillar of fire by night to show them light and the way they should go. I want you to think about it this morning. As we head directly into that place of opposition from the enemy, God is still in control. Amen. Amen. You gave them your good spirit to instruct them. This is divine revelation. This is when God begins to open up his word to us in a way that we have not seen before. Yes, he was instructing them even in the desert, but today we have the inward dwelling of the Holy Spirit to show us the truth. You know, when I read verse 20, I was amazed that even in the desert, God was instructing them. Friends, whatever we face, God has an answer for us. His word speaking to us. And ministering to us. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you this morning to spend more time in God's word. I am praying this morning that God would give you a hunger for his word this morning from Genesis to Revelation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And then in verse 20, and did not withhold your manna from their mouth. That speaks of divine provision. He gave them water for their thirst. Do you see how God here is providing? He's providing enlightenment for their pathway. Hallelujah. He's giving instruction and revelation to carry on. He's providing even their physical needs, even in the midst of it all. Yeah. The Bible says in verse 21, 40 years you sustained them in the desert. Wow. A desert where there was nothing. God was still able to sustain his people. Hallelujah. Maybe in the days to come, they'll come after our money. Come on. If we're not saying the right thing, if we're not sending money to the right place, maybe our bank accounts will be frozen. But here the Bible says it was God who sustained them in the wilderness. They lacked nothing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to shout it out again. I want to shout it from the highest rooftop. They lacked nothing. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. They lacked nothing. Nothing. Their clothes did not wear out. They didn't get them from Walmart. Can you imagine having a set of clothes and it never wore out in 40 years? Their feet did not swell. Their sandals did not fall apart. Think about it this morning. That's the essence of sustenance. Is God working miraculously on behalf of his people? Can God do it again? Yes, he can. I said, can God do it again? Yes, he can. I was listening again to one of the reporters, and they were saying about one of the leaders of the truck convoy. They said, you know, we were in court, and he said that somebody told him that the Holy Spirit told them to give him $5,000, and he didn't even know them. And the reporter laughed. He said, what's that? The Holy Spirit giving $5,000 to someone he didn't even know. I thought that happens all the time in the church. That happens all the time. People give money to somebody they don't even know, but they're led to do it. Amen. He didn't have $5,000 because his bank account was frozen. But God miraculously came through. I'm not saying who's right or wrong. I'm just saying that God is able to sustain. It's over and above what man can do. And man laughs at it. I don't even think he said Holy Spirit right. The Bible says, moreover, you gave them kingdoms and nations and divided them into districts. So they took possession of the land. Verse 23, you multiplied their children as the stars of heaven and brought them into the land which you had told their fathers to go in and possess. So the people went in and possessed the land and subdued before them the inhabitants of the land. Friends, this is speaking of the children of Israel, but how does it apply to us? We have the victory through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have power over Satan. You have been given authority over him in the name of Jesus. That when he calls you to subdue something in the power of the Holy Spirit, you are able to do it and claim the victory through the blood of Jesus Christ. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Man can say, we have won the victory. Just like they said when Jesus was nailed to that cross. But they did not know that Satan was completely defeated through every nail that was driven into the hands of Christ, every drop of blood that was shed from his side, brought the victory that we now have. Glory to God. Friends, I want you to know that those protesters did the right thing. They fell to their knees and they begin to pray. Hallelujah. Because when we pray, hell is shaken. Hallelujah. This morning, God is sustaining us. Just as he was able to sustain the children of Israel, he's able to sustain us. Just as he gave David the peace to lay his head on the pillow, even though he was being chased by his own son, because he knew God was in control. God wants to give us that same peace, that same sense that God is in control and he will sustain us. He will support us. He will relieve us. He will supply us. He will nourish us. He will support the weight of whatever comes down upon us. He will carry and withstand whatever pressure comes against us. Hallelujah. He will buoy us up no matter what happens. He will lift us up in his hands. Hallelujah. Some of us have faced great trials in the weeks that have passed. But just like that Footprints poem says, Lord, where were you? There I was, walking by myself. And the Lord said, those are not your footsteps, they're mine. I was carrying you. Hallelujah. I was carrying you. Glory to God. You know, when you're sick and you can't pray and others are praying for you, God comes to show you that he is there in the midst to carry you and to sustain you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's bow together in prayer. I don't know what you're facing, or what you have faced, or what you're going to face. But one thing I know, God is our sustainer. He's here this morning by His Holy Spirit to help, to encourage. When you have no strength left, God comes with His strength and pours into you. When you have no wisdom, He comes as you ask, and He gives it to you. And this morning, the Lord wants you to know, not just in your head, but in your spirit, that He is the one who is going to carry you through no matter what happens, no matter what takes place, no matter what comes against us. He's going to be there in the midst of it all. And the best thing to do when you face opposition is drop to your knees and begin to pray and say, Lord, I can't do it without You. I can't move a muscle without You. I don't have any wisdom but Your wisdom. I have no knowledge but that which You would give to me as You illuminate my spirit, even as I read Your word. You begin to illuminate my spirit. Lord, I just want to thank You today for all that You're doing. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can you give Him a clap offering this morning? I don't know if you know this old song, I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Do you know that one? Can we sing that this morning before we leave? It's an old song. It's a simple song, but there's a lot of power to it. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad Jesus lifted you out of the miry clay? Let's stand this morning. You can't sing this one sitting down. Jesus.
I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me.
Singing glory, hallelujah.
Jesus lifted me.
Yes,
I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me.
I'm on my way to heaven,
shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, shouting victory. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me.
And
I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad
glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me.
Hallelujah. God bless you this morning. Take a moment to greet someone before you head off today. Tell them that you love them in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Thank you for turning into our live Sunday service replay. Have a blessed day.